Who's next?
If I had to hear all the testimony tonight, they had to listen to me.
I could put a 5-minute time limit on council members too.
You ready?
Sure. Thank you, President Waldron. I will try to be as concise as possible. First of all, I just want to say thanks. Everybody has mentioned it, and it is true. There's been a lot of engagement on this issue, a lot of great feedback and communication, and we certainly appreciate that. Rest assured, it goes into the decision making, and it means a lot. And there certainly has been a lot of good arguments and thoughtful responses on all sides. It is a difficult issue, and you try to look at all the different kind of inputs and outputs and possibilities and so forth, and try to make a comprehensive decision. But at some point, like Mr. Gallagher said, you kind of have to ask yourself, what are we really kind of trying to do here? What does it get down to the main issue? And that's, what's the best thing to protect the neighborhoods? What's the best thing to protect, the historic preservation of the downtowns, and to, again, kind of protect the neighborhoods and keep that charm that everybody loves in the city of Bethlehem? And so how do you do that on this particular project? And the benefit is, you kind of know what you're getting. You can look at the project over the last year, and you know what you're going to get. And when you look and you listen to people's arguments, many people who spoke in favor of it, but even people who spoke against it, spoke of the positive impact that the investment and the current operation there at 2S Market is already having. I didn't really hear anybody who was against it argue that there's current detriments to the neighborhood. I heard people mention and be concerned about possible externalities, but when you look at that in a way, you're kind of arguing counterfactuals. You're arguing kind of domino theory. What if down the road this and then this and then this? And if you argue that way, you can argue against anything. And we're looking at this particular issue in front of us, and we're looking at what the situation is and what it has been. And again, given that, we know that it's a positive, we know that the neighborhood on net feels it's a positive, and again, even some of the folks who are opposed to it. And I do believe that the amendment has enough measures in it to mitigate some of those concerns. I mean, anything that has to happen, it's rather tight, I think, in terms of what would be allowed. And again, anything that would happen elsewhere would have to go in front of the zoning hearing board. So for all those reasons, I will be supporting it tonight. But again, I just want to mention how much we appreciate all the feedback and everybody coming out and staying here to the end. So thank you. Thank you, Mr. Waldron.
Thank you, Mr. Martell. Dr. Binwer?
I think everybody here knows how I feel about this, so I'll also try to keep my comments brief. I would like to say that I very much agree with Mr. Colon and his assessment of the fundamentals of the process and how the process went its way out, and how this is a kind of an end run around the process. Those are my words. And that is something that I really have difficulty with. We've all talked about how this may be a precedent. There is no way to know exactly what this would mean, but precedent is important in the city. And if there's any argument that we need to know what precedent is, take a look at the Hill to Hill Bridge where the digital billboard went in on the northwest side. I understand why that deal was made. It was a good deal for the city at the time, but it also set a precedent such that Airbnb now wants to put one on the south side and is suing the city for the zoning hearing board not allowing that to happen. And I think that just shows you that precedent can be profound, and we don't know the ways that this amendment will affect the city. It has not been studied. It has not been advocated for vociferously by our planning commission as being part of the comprehensive plan, which is what we're supposed to be using to guide our zoning decisions on. In addition, this entire corner will become more commercial, not less. The Bethlehem Bed and Breakfast across the street also came before the Zoning Hearing Board a few years ago asking to be turned into an office building, and the Zoning Hearing Board turned them down. The pressure for changing residential to commercial in the beautiful historic district is relentless. This is a perfect example of that pressure, particularly in zoning areas where you're on the border. This is not a place where you allow commercial intrusion in. Borders of zoning residential zoning areas are the fragile places where that has to be the red line, or else that continued commercial creep is going to come in and completely change the character of our downtown. And it will happen, because people want to, just like the Ridges, understandably wanted to have their business down in the commercial, in the historic district. Other businesses want to do it too. There's cachet, it's lovely, people want to come and visit them there. I think that the risks of this happening far outweigh the benefits that have been talked about tonight. In terms of the Planning Commission, which I did go to, the two commissioners who voted against the amendment spelled out their concerns for this amendment clearly. They said why they could not support it. However, the two commissioners who voted for it did not give any justification whatsoever, and that really troubled me a lot. There's been so much talk about how the Ridges are nice people. They are. They're great. They're great Bethlehem citizens. Terrific. They give money to local charities. When it comes to city council, though, we're not in the business of judging on the merit to a change in our city zoning code based on someone's aesthetics, their wealth, their access to connected lawyers. We are in the business of judging if the laws we pass are in the best interests of all of the city and all of the citizens of the city. Someone's personal characteristics and aesthetics and, you know, impact on that corner, all of that, honestly, is secondary to what are we doing for the whole of the city, and how does this move past the litmus test of, is this in the best interest of the city of Bethlehem and its citizens? I fully understand why this is in the best interest of Quadrant and the Ridge family. I get it, and they did a great job on the building, but it doesn't pass the litmus test of being in the best interest of the city, and that is fundamentally what City Council is here as the representative body of the citizens of Bethlehem to do, and so I am not supporting this tonight.